The Nelson Eddy Show, with Robert Ambruster, the orchestra and chorus, Frank Graham, that's me, our guest of the week, and starring Nelson Eddy.
Once again, we are happy to have with us Jeanette MacDonald.
Thank you, Nelson. I've really been looking forward to this visit, especially after all the fun we had putting the show together.
Yes, while Jeanette and I were trying to decide what songs you would particularly enjoy hearing, we spent a few evenings thumbing through the scripts of our motion pictures.
And what wonderful memories. Memories which we'd like to share with you. Memories completely enveloped in the melodic music of Victor Herbert, Noel Coward, Sigmund Romberg. Remember Nelson's robust song from The Girl of the Golden West? Passing in review now are his Soldiers of Fortune.
To guide us the night we ride. No ties to bind us where our lights may find us. We call home. We ride, soldiers of fortune are we. Life's what we make it, we'll grin and we'll take it, whatever our fortune may be.
Down Memory Lane with Jeanette MacDonald and Nelson Eddy.
Jeanette, remember some of the amusing incidents that happened while we were making our pictures? Little things which never appeared on the screen?
I'll never forget the death scene in Nathan. You had just been shot, remember? And were ready to leave this world. As I bent over you and gathered you in my arms...
I jumped. I couldn't help it, Jeanette. Your diamond pin kept jabbing me.
You were the liveliest corpse I ever saw.
Corpse? After a few of those scenes, I felt like a pin cushion. What I couldn't understand was why you never took the pin off.
You have no idea how many things it held up.
Jeanette, you never told me.
Shall we change the subject? Let's talk about you and New Moon, singing softly as in the morning sunrise and shining shoes at the same time.
A sore point. I must have shined 50 pairs of shoes in that scene.
Yes, you became quite expert, Nelson. I remember everyone on the set envied you.
Envied me? Why?
Well, we knew that if the picture was a failure, you could always get yourself another job. Nelson, how about me handing you my slippers and a bottle of shoe polish? Do you think that would make the proper atmosphere for softly as in a morning sunrise?
Yes, Jeanette. If you add Robert Ambruster and the orchestra.
Sunrise. to a newborn day. Oh, flaming with all the glow of sunrise, a burning kiss is stealing the vow that all betray. For the passions that thrill love and lift you high to heaven are the passions that kill love and let you fall once more. So ends our story softly, as in an evening sunset, the light that gave you glory will take it all away. Petite one, hey little shoe, how's my sweet one? Is she aware how very much I'm caring? Love is a gay, daring stranger, bright with a flame of danger. Oh, will it be of love comes stealing into a newborn day. Oh, flaming with all the glow of sunrise, a burning kiss is stealing the vow that all betray. For the passions that thrill love and lift you high to heaven are the passions that kill love and let you fall once more. To end the story softly, as in an evening sunset, the light that gave you glory will take.
Jeanette MacDonald time. It's hard to think of Jeanette MacDonald without thinking of Rose Marie. And it's hard to think of Rose Marie without thinking of the waltz aria from Romeo and Juliet. Because the picture began with Marie Dufleur singing Romeo and Juliet at His Majesty's Theater in Montreal. Canada's own Marie Dufleur then, our own Jeanette MacDonald now.
Oh,
Nelson. I'll always remember Maytime. He was a parody on the opera singer you sang when first we met.
Hear the prima donna trill. All the people think she's ill.
Yes. And the operatic version of Ham and Eggs.
Love, I bring thee ham and eggs. Fried Virginia ham and eggs.
And most of all, Nelson, the love song of Marcia Mornay and Paul Allison.
Shall we, Marcia?
By all means, Paul.
You said these naughty Marietta themes awaken a lot of memories.
Yes. Yes, they do indeed, Nelson.
Well, what do you remember best about that picture? The dialogue? The song?
No.
The love scenes?
No. The food.
The food?
Yes, we did a lot of eating in naughty Aunt Marietta. Remember when we shot that scene with all the fried shrimps, and I simply stuffed myself with them?
Oh, yeah, and then director Woody Van Dyke called for several more takes of the same scene. You wanted different camera angles.
Mm, and I had to eat more and more shrimp in every take.
Uh-huh. Good thing you're fond of shrimp.
Fond of them? To this day, I can't look a shrimp in the face.
Miss McDonald.
No, Mr. Armbruster, please. I didn't mean anything of this.
All I was going to say, Miss McDonald, was that what about the scene on shipboard where you ate that gooey donut?
All 14 of them.
Yes, and now I can't look a gooey donut in the face either. No.
Well, I'm glad you don't feel that way about songs. Seems to me every time we sat under a tree together, it was another love song.
Oh, I don't know. I recall one occasion like that when you didn't sing a love song.
When was that?
In Naughty Marietta. You and your scouts had just rescued a lot of us girls from a band of pirates. There we were, sitting around the campfires under a lovely southern moon. The setting was so romantic. You began to sing about an owl and a bobcat.
Oh, you mean a hooped owl sang on a sycamore limb.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's the one. But why stop? Go ahead and hoot the whole thing.
All right, just for that I will. A hooped owl sang from a sycamore limb to wit. A bobcat made some remarks to him that made him mad clean through.
Who are you to sit there criticizing me?
I understand you're not the kind of a cat you pretend to be.
Bobcat made some remarks to him that made him mad, plain cruel.
The owl said, who are you to sit there criticizing me?
I understand you're not the kind of a cat you pretend to be.
The enchanting strains of Spring Is Here. Nelson, as Count Willie, fell asleep and dreamed he met an angel, fitted out in celestial attire, equipped with a pair of wings and a pound of angel food cake. Willie, charming chap that he was, married the angel, clipped her wings, and ate her angel food cake. Such was the power of the haunting music of Spring Is Here.
Plus a few glasses of champagne.
Well, Nelson, if you'll keep both feet on earth, and not float off to some land of fantasy once again, Robert Armbruster in the orchestra will repeat, Spring Is Here.
Thank you.
that's the call of life, as it was labeled in Noel Coward's bittersweet. Remember when love beckoned, Jeanette, and you as the lovely Sarah yielded?
Oh, a beautiful scene, Nelson. You in the role of Carl Linden, a singing teacher, tried to lure me away to Vienna.
Oh, how I pleaded with you, Sarah. Come away with me, I said.
But there's my fiancé.
Oh, bother your fiancé. Come away.
But there's my family.
But here is my love.
My friend.
My love.
My goodness, let's pack. Oh, that was exciting, Nelson.
Yes, and so is the duet. Noel Coward's romantic call of life.
You've been listening to the Nelson Eddy Show with Robert Armbruster and his orchestra, our guest of the week, and yours truly, Frank Graham. This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.